King of Malaysia abdicates suddenly after 2 years on throne. By John Hayward on January 7, 2019. Malaysian King Sultan Mohammed V abruptly abdicated on Sunday after wearing the crown for only 2 years. The former 15th King of Malaysia did not explain why he departed early, but there is speculation it had something to do with his personal life. His Majesty tells the people of Malaysia to continue to be united to maintain unity, tolerance, and work together, said the statement announcing the abdication. The Associated Press noted on Sunday that the king just returned from a 2-month medical leave in which he evidently journeyed to Moscow and married a 25-year-old former Russian beauty queen. The wedding has not been confirmed by either the royal palace or Malaysia's elected government, but foreign tabloids and websites have published photos of the ceremony. The beauty queen in question, Oksana Voivodina, took the Miss Moscow title in 2015. She reportedly met the Malaysian king while he was traveling in Europe in 2017 and she was modeling luxury watches. According to the Singapore Times, ST, Voivodina converted to Islam, changed her name to Riana Oksana Gorbatenko, and married the king in an alcohol-free ceremony with halal food where the bride and groom donned Malay traditional outfits. Wedding photos posted on social media showed the bride wearing an Islamic headscarf. The ST cited reports that the couple has visited a fertility clinic in Germany because Sultan Mohammed's first marriage was childless and he is desperate to start a family. Mohammed seemed quite healthy and vigorous otherwise, with a penchant for extreme sports such as off-road driving, horse riding, football, and endurance challenges. Mohammed V was the 15th king of Malaysia since it peacefully separated from the United Kingdom in 1957 and the first to abdicate. If he had remained on the throne, the 49-year-old monarch would have served only 3 more years. Because Malaysia has a unique rotational monarchy in which the ceremonial royal office is passed between 9 sultans. The throne has little practical power but great ceremonial importance, including the king's role as symbolic head of Islam in Malaysia. Malaysians expressed surprise and distress over the abdication on social media. "We Malaysians pray for his health and that he is protected by Allah. Long live the king," former Prime Minister Datuk Seri Najib Razak said on Facebook. The SCMP explained why the decision may not be as simple as confirming the current acting king to hold the rest of Mohammed V's term or tapping the next scheduled king to take over early. Under the rotational system, the Sultan of Pahang State, Ahmad Shah, is next in line, although the sultan is ailing according to local media, a rumor the palace has strenuously denied. Johor Sultan Ibrahim Sultan Iskandar and Sultan Nasrin Shah of Perak, who is currently the deputy king and is carrying out the functions of the king until a new one is elected, are the next 2 names in the rotational system. Although the functions of the king are largely ceremonial, he also serves to safeguard Islam in Muslim-majority Malaysia, and must assent to the appointment of individuals for various senior government roles including that of prime minister. Under the constitution, there are only 3 instances in which the ruler who is next on the list can be denied the position. If the royal is a minor, if the conference of rulers by secret ballot resolves that he is unsuitable by reason of infirmity of mind or body or any other cause to exercise the functions of king, or if he declines to take the position. The ballot would then move to the next ruler on the list. In 2016, the Sultan of Johor claimed he had been offered the role of king, bypassing both Kelantan, Mohammed V's home state, and Pahang, saying he had rejected the offer out of respect for the rotational system. Malaysian political experts speculated that Sultan Ahmad Shah might abdicate his own position, citing his poor health, allowing his son to become Sultan and King, or that Sultan Ibrahim Ismail of Johor might take the job he declined in 2016. One problem with that scenario is that Ismail supposedly does not get along well with Prime Minister Mahathir Mohamad, who has a long history of attempting to limit the powers of the monarchy and remove its immunity from prosecution. The South China Morning Post recalled a few clashes between the Prime Minister and Mohammed V as well. In May, after the general election that saw former governing coalition Barisan Nasional toppled for the first time in its 61-year rule, there was widespread speculation that the palace had delayed Mahathir's swearing-in as Prime Minister. In June, the government and the Agung reached an impasse regarding the appointment of ethnic Indian lawyer Tommy Thomas as Attorney General, a position normally reserved for a member of the Malay Muslim majority race. Although the constitution does not specify a specific race, gender, or religious requirement for the role. Liagong consented to the appointment after 2 weeks of the standoff. CNN reported on Monday that at least 6 members of the Conference of Rulers have already met to discuss who will succeed Mohammed B, and in fact might have prodded him to abdicate, either because they were unhappy with his choice of fiancé or because they thought he was not well suited to handle an era of fundamental change in Malaysia.